This is a Dead Man direct from the Daleks. OTFM's Metal Monday starts now.
Check us out at www.facebook.com/empiricalmetalband. Peace.
Welcome to episode 6 of Irk FM Metal Monday on Channel Irk and Trax Radio. Irk FM Metal Monday number 6, Dead Man in the House, because we have not one but two special guests in the studio. First of all, my mum Judy, Studio B, hello.
Hi.
How are you going?
Okay.
And sitting next to her, we have Scott from Dead Man Industries. Hello, Scott.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Up to no good, as always.
Well, we heard you were up to no good at the start of the episode with your greeting for Irk FM Metal Monday. Where was that done?
That was in transit between work and God knows where, in the mighty Dilux, big, black and ugly. Guess we where I need to be.
Awesome. So why don't you tell us briefly, we've mentioned you around Channel Irk, what exactly is a Dead Man Industries?
Dead Man Industries is the clothing label based in Western Sydney that started, now I've got to remember the date, 1st of July not just gone one before. So we're about 18 months old now.
Yep.
And, yeah, getting around all the metal gigs in Western Sydney and further afield and promoting bands and supporting the industry and metal scene in general.
And tell us a bit about your little mascot, the little logo, the little hangman. Tell us about him.
The Mighty Million Dollar Man. As everybody laughs at. Now we're came up with it late one night, as you do, a few too many beers, start drawing, and got ourselves a mascot.
And he has served you well. He's seems to be very popular.
Continues to. It was that good, I even inked him. Can't get rid of him now.
And you do. You have him on your left forearm.
Left forearm, up to the shoulder.
And so that's awesome. So tell us about some of the bands that you really like. I know we've just played a couple of them.
Oh, indeed. Empirical and Emotus. Two of the sexiest bands in Sydney and Central Coast.
Absolutely. The song that we just heard from Empirical was called On the Scene. And before that, to open the episode, we had Lash from Emotus. And we were both at the Emotus gig last week.
We were.
And we got to see Michael and Melina and Rose and Sarah, and they were awesome. And they also did a really cool cover of John Farnham's You're the Voice.
They've been playing that for a couple of months now, and they're getting it really tight.
Yeah.
It's coming along excellent.
Mm.
Which is really good. And we actually do talk about that, and you can actually hear some of the live tracks that I recorded on episode 138 of Blast from the Past, which is the show that my mum Judy and I do together. Now, we should tell the listeners the story. Some of you already know the story, some of you don't, who might be new to IRC FM Metal Monday. What was it, about 18 months ago, I'll do the impression, I'd play a metal song and Judy would say, "Oh my God, I hate metal. Metal is awful. We can't understand the words. They're all on drugs. They're all hippies. They all have tattoos."
You forgot the motorbikes.
And the motorbikes. They're all in motorcycle gangs. And, of course, keep in mind that my mum is my mum and she's, you know, just hit 60.
Woohoo!
And now, we started taking you to shows after hearing bands such as Foundry Road and Emotus.
We've corrupted you terribly.
At the end of last year, the end of 2010, we took her to an Emotus gig at the Lucky Australian at St Mary's. She couldn't talk for 3 weeks afterwards. It was the quietest 3 weeks of my life.
It's the only quietest time you'll get.
And so now she's like, "Oh, I've got to get to a gig, you know, where, you know, who's playing where?" And you've seen quite a few acts around, and you've been to a few gigs now, so it's a big change from, "Oh, I hate metal, they're all on drugs, you can't understand what they say," although you do sometimes say that you can't understand them. And I dare say on this episode there'll be a few songs where you'll be thinking, "What exactly did they say?"
Yeah, during the breaks we'll have to interpret.
And so, yeah, it's just an amazing transformation because, of course, Judy was brought up in an era where it was like 70s music.
The only man in black then was Johnny Cash, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, surf pop and all of that sort of stuff. And then, of course...
Country and or Western.
And now she really loves metal. So if my mum can like her, well...
And I don't listen to country and or Western anymore.
No, she doesn't.
I have deleted them off Facebook.
Well, there you go.
So, because we have a couple of studio guests, it's going to be a little bit different today. And seeing as though Scott from Deadman Industries is here, I thought we'll play some death metal.
Good choice.
So, who else are you into?
Oh, local bands at Slab 64 and Ill Content and World Less Cruel. It's like having kids sometimes. You try and rattle them all off, and you always forget one, and you get in the shit for it the next week.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. But the metal scene, the music scene in Sydney, what do you think of it?
It's on the rise. We're coming back. There was a long hiatus where there wasn't a lot of anything, and it sucked. But as a group, we're coming back. We're all banding together, and for want of a better term.
Yeah, and the Lewisham's changed its name.
Oh, the Sydney Lifehouse now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I had to ask that question during the week. Where's the Sydney Lifehouse? What venue is that?
They actually sent me out a thing to join.
Okay.
And I joined it, and I didn't realise it was the Lewisham.
Already had them 6 months ago.
But I didn't know that. Izzy told me from Hard as Nails.
Oh, there you go. Wealth of knowledge.
Yeah.
Indeed. So let's crack on with some death metal. This is By the Sins Fell Angels. Well, that's a tongue twister.
It's all one word, too.
It is. Formed in early 2003 from Augusta, Georgia. So we are going to hear a song now called War and Conflict. This is IRC FM Metal Monday episode number 6, Dead Man in the House.
Indeed.
From Emotus, and you're listening to IRC FM's Metal Mondays.
Hi, we are Centered Self.
We? What's this we business?
We.
We're a band?
We are a band.
What's your name?
Simon.
What's my name?
Alan.
Why did I get you to tell me that?
I don't know. And you're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday.
Monday! Monday! Monday!
Monday!
Simon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Explain. And we are
Foundry Road.
And you can find us at
foundryroad.com.
And you're listening to
OKFM!
Looking for great quality, independent and unsigned music? You found it on Tracks Radio, now featuring Irk FM, down the pipes and into your ears each and every Friday on irkfm.com and tracksradio.com every Friday and Saturday.
Goodbye. I see you every time I look at the sky.
Listening to IRC FM Metal Monday on IRC FM and Trax Radio, and that was Hiatus. And all of the links that you need are on the show notes at channelirc.com and IRCFM.com. Hiatus are a five-piece metal band from Michigan. They are dedicated to manufacturing of metal for the soul. They strive to bring real music to the public through heavy, harmonized, and melodic guitar riffs, coupled with thunderous double bass, intricate lead guitar, blistering solos, and highly aggressive vocals. I think they delivered on all of those, guys.
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Definitely right there. First time I'd heard it. Very impressed.
And so the song that we heard was called Progeria. I don't know why, but that's what the title is. And before that, we heard from Claymore. And you wouldn't believe, have a guess where Claymore are from.
Claymore.
Not near Campbelltown, no. Claymore are from Bulgaria.
Oh.
And the song that we heard was called Master of Wishes. They formed in the summer of 1999. And they quickly became popular among Bulgarian metal fans with unique and pure style of... There's melodic death metal. There we go. Melodic death slash black... black... metal.
Put your tongue back in your mouth, dude.
Yep. combining aggression and melody in one with influences from other styles such as heavy, thrash, grind, as well as a good amount of classical music. So, do you guys understand or have a preference for a certain type of metal?
Oh, we were actually talking during the song and I don't think Judy was too partial to the lyric format and that, but anyway.
I couldn't understand them. As I say, I like the music, but I didn't understand what they were saying.
We were having a discussion about profanity in metal, and to clean it up, we were just basically saying that if you swear throughout the whole song just for the sake of it, Judy's not a massive fan of that.
No, I'm not. Never have been.
Sometimes you can get stunned.
It's all right to drop the F-bomb every so often, but not through a whole song, and it doesn't mean anything, just going up and down in the tone. It doesn't mean anything.
You can have some songs, and you don't even know that they've said it. Like, yeah. How many times, for instance, have you listened to an Emotor song or a Foundry Road song, for instance, and it took you ages to figure out actually what they were saying?
Feedback. I liked Emotus from the very start because I could understand what Michael was saying. And I said to explain that I cannot understand a word he's saying because all he does is scream.
No, you're just sucking.
So I'm not. I don't have to. I've already done that. Been there, done that. But I got told by Explain Back was I should go and learn the words of his songs. So I got his CD and I got the thing out of the CD, and while I played it with my headphones on, I actually learnt some of the words. And to hear the words of the songs, he's a very deep-hearted, minded guy, because all the words in the songs have got meaning And it's a story that he actually tells. So now when I go to a Foundry Road show, I can actually get there and I can sing the song to myself because I know the words.
Yeah, we need to get you up the front with your horns up and...
I've done that. I've done that. I did that at the last time we went down to St. Mary's. I actually, and that was the benefit night.
Yes.
I actually got up the front, right in front of all those big speaker boxes, which I should do that now with my ear. And I knew all the words and I really, really enjoyed it because I could see all the guys playing their instruments as well as I could hear explain singing the songs, and I knew the words.
How bad was your bang over the next day?
No worse than normal. Takes me about a week. I go to a gig, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It takes me about a week to get over it. If I don't talk, I'm right. So now I learn to shut up when the songs are on. And that's so hard for me.
As you may have noticed.
As you've heard.
So we're going to crank on with some more tunes. We are going to hear from a band called Killing Addiction, seeing as they were talking about death metal. We thought we'd have some death metal. They have had a 16-year gap, but now they're back. They established themselves in the late 1980s through to the mid-90s. They come from Florida. They had a 16-year gap, and now they're back. They're a four-piece. So I think we're going to hear some old-school 80s death metal, which is going to be very, very interesting. We are going to hear from them now, Killing Addiction, with a song called Lithium, I think. You're listening to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 6 on IRC FM and Trax Radio.
Yeah.
All right, people, listen up. This is Glenn from Very Live Entertainment. A little bit of news on VMX 2011. All right, it's coming on December 17th. It's at the Lucky Australian Tavern in St. Mary's. On the lineup so far that we can announce, we have Amodus. Boundary Road. Ill Content. Jaded Empire. Whole lot more news on its way soon.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia.
I love Insomnia Radio.
Insomnia Radio Australia!
Hell yeah!
Keep it rock.
Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Try, not as well. It will fall to the
G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
I'm wasting my life, living to a This is Dave Evans on IRC FM. This station rocks!
Hey guys, Nick from Gutter Tactic here, welcoming you to another episode of Channel IRC's Mad Metal Monday.
Welcome back to IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 6. Dead Man is in the house, and as a result of that, we're playing a lot of death metal on this episode. We heard from Killing Addiction. After that, we heard from Plague Sayer, and they're from Indiana in the US. When asked to describe the sound of Plague Sayer, there are no words that can capture the true nature of it. The niche that Plague Sayer has carved for themselves in the Indianapolis metal scene is one that bridges the gaps between fundamental thrash and death metal. Very, very interesting. So, what song did I play of theirs? I played a song called A Living Hell. Now, we mentioned earlier the band called Claymore. The song that we heard after that, the song was called Claymore by a band called Pure Hatred. You'd have to have a name like Pure Hatred as a, as a death metal band. And let me tell you about Pure Hatred. Pure Hatred are from Washington.
Don't mind the cover art either. They did a good job on that.
No, briefly describe the cover art.
Gentleman with a gas mask in front of City of Armageddon, for want of a better description. Mid-hell.
It's like a gas mask.
They are a self-proclaimed thrashcore metal band hailing from Seattle, Washington. And of course, Seattle, Washington was really famous for being grungy, and, you know, metal could be an extension of that. They take fundamental elements of the East Coast hardcore sound and fuse them together with the West Coast thrash sound. If you put Hatebreed, Anthrax, and Propane in a blender and add some Slayer, Creator, and Megadeth to it, blending on high speed until smooth, you'll get pure hatred. I love some of these bands and what they put into their bios. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing indeed. And we heard a song called Two Dimensions from Mercy Kill. They're a five-piece band, also from Indianapolis, Indiana. And we played them a couple of weeks ago as well. So, Scott, tell us, mate, Miss Alternative, Mr. Alternative, coming up in Sydney very, very shortly.
Indeed. Through Attitude Oz, who are organising the whole deal. Came on board as the title sponsor for the New South Wales heats of both Miss and Mister. And dates aren't confirmed yet, but heats will be early to mid-December.
Awesome. So we'll have to keep our eye on that. Absolutely. And our Mr. and Mrs. Explain are actually entered.
They have. What are we? Voting closes on the 13th of this month, so you've got about a week to get behind all our Dead Man Crew, Hell Kitten and Seraph, Rivet Liquor, Poster Girl. I've forgotten someone.
We're like the children again. We can't forget one.
Tyler Trent. All in New South Wales heats.
Now, the reason that I remembered that was because you were talking about the cover art of that band a couple of songs ago.
Yep.
Were you at the Mr. Alternity final last year with
Foundry
Road?
No, I wasn't actually. I had a prior commitment that night as much as I wanted to be there. So I've definitely come on board and made up for it this year.
Because there was a band, I don't know if you know them or if you see them, I can't think of their name, but they were wearing like old Soviet military uniforms with the hats and the gas mask.
Yeah,
no,
I missed that one.
They're a two-piece.
Nah, nothing.
I haven't seen them since, so...
No, they've just gone back to Mother Russia, that's all.
Maybe. So I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to check out the Mr. or Mr. Alternative in Australia.
Mr. or Mr.
Well, really? Adam and Steve? Adam and Eve? Who knows? Mr. or Mr. Well, I did it again. Mr. or Miss Alternative. The Mr. Alternative's a new feature this year.
It is.
And all the rules are exactly the same. I went to the New South Wales final last year, Foundry Road were playing, and yeah, it was interesting to say the least, and so link on the show notes if you want to check that out. Anywho, it is last song time, and we're going to hear from a band called Slip Mickey. And back in the old days, Studio B, that would have meant, you know, put someone in someone's drink to get drunk.
Yeah, that's what they used to call them. Slip them a Mickey.
So the song that we are going to play for you is called Wounded, to finish up our death metal. They come from Arizona. And I can't tell you much about them except that they say, quote, "Our music is a mixture of everything we love, from soft melodies to fast thrash with a hook and groove to everything that we do. Enjoy the ride." So here is Slip Mickey. We'll be back to wrap things up. IRC FM Metal Monday, episode number 6.
No. Sotto la doccia?
Evidentemente sì. Noto con piacere che
Ti è caduta la saponetta?
Oh sì, grazie. La raccolgo subito.
They've been practicing that all week.
I have.
I'm out there.
Zitto, menino.
Even on Facebook.
Menino.
There's Judy's new favourite metal song, Metal La La La.
Yeah!
So tell us about that one. You heard it and you loved it.
I heard it on your metal thing last week, so I couldn't get it out of my ear because it's an earworm. And so then I put it on Facebook, and my friend Rachel over in Adelaide, she said, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, go back to metal 4.
I think so, yeah.
And it's the last song on the track. So she did. So now she's on Facebook going, metal, la 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 la.
Because I think her comment was, where's the la 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 in metal?
Yeah, that's right. And I said, well, go and listen to the song and then you'll know.
And so she did.
Yeah, she did. She reckons it's a good song.
What about
so
you?
So she can't get it out of her head now.
What about you, Scott? Is it in yours?
I think it will be for at least the next week. Thank you both so much.
That's all right. And thank you for coming.
Not a problem at all. Thank you very much for having me.
And there is a link in the show notes if you would like to find out what is happening with Dead Man Industries. What is happening? You got some stuff coming up soon.
Me and the Clown Boy from Foundry Road, we're mid Dead Man Explained at the moment. We're hoping to have it launched last weekend. Unfortunately, that hasn't occurred. But we are striving for it to be out before Christmas. So...
La, 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 la. I'll believe it when I see it.
When I come home wearing the shirt, that's when she'll believe
it.
Oh, okay.
La, 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 la.
Well, there you go. Now you've got a Christmas present for him. Put it in his stocking.
He's already got his Christmas present.
Ooh.
Ooh. So thank you, Scott. Thank you, Judy, for joining us.
La, la, la,
thank
la,
you.
La.
It's our first time we've had a guest on IRC FM Metal Monday, so that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I was impressed I was here for number 6. I have to come back for number 13, yeah?
That's right. I'll make sure.
And if I'm still around for episode 666, that's going to have to be a special.
I'll call in for that one too.
I'll get to cross out for that one.
That one is going to have to be special. You have been listening to episode 6 of IRC FM Metal Monday. We heard from Modus. We heard from Empirical. By the Sins Fell Angels, Claymore, Hiatus, Killing Addiction, Clive Saying, Pure Hatred, Mercy Kill, and Slip Mickey. The Emotus song and the Empirical song were supplied directly by the artist. All the other songs came courtesy of Airplay Direct and is played with direct permission from Airplay Direct under various agreements with Airplay Direct. You have been listening to IRC FM Metal Monday. I've been IRC.
I've been Dead Man.
And I'm Judy, Mother Headbanger. Yeah!
Thank you for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. And don't forget, you can also hear Judy on Blast from the Past with me on Channel IRC each and every Saturday on her own show, Judy's Blast FM, where she's discovered that there's more to music than country and or western every Sunday on channelIRC.com. Until next time, I'm IRC. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. Right,